Shalom aleichem abayisai, shalom from Yerushalayim ira kodesh. Beizach Hashem izborach ubisiyato deshmayim ruba. We're about to begin Parshas Bamidbor, which can be divided into five topics. Topic number one, the counting of Am Yisrael, that covers the first two aliyos, the entire Perek Aleph. Topic number two, the camping of Am Yisrael around the Mishkan, that covers the aliyah of Shlishi, the entire Perek Beis. Topic number three, the counting of the Levim, that covers the aliyos of Revi and Chamishi, Perek Gimel through Posuk Lamed Tes. Topic number four, the Pidyon, the redemption of the Bechorim through the Levim, that covers the aliyah of Shishi from Perek Mem through the end of the Perek. And finally, the fifth and last topic of Parashas Bamidbor, the second counting of the Levim, of those eligible to do Avodah in the Mishkan, by the Aliyah of Shvi, starting Perek Dalid, and this topic continues into next week's Parasha, Parshas Nosoi. And let us begin B'siyato D'Shmayo, the first topic of Parshas Bamidbor, the counting of Am Yisrael. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'ohel moed b'chod l'chodesh ha'sheni b'shana ha'shenis l'tzeisom mi'eret Mitzrayim l'emor. And Hashem spoke to Moshe in the midbar Sinai in the ohel moed, the Mishkan, on the first day of the second month, what we call Aleph Iyor, on the second year from when they left Mitzrayim. They left Mitzrayim a year and 2 weeks ago, on Tes Vav Nisan, the year 2448. We're now holding Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the year 2449. 1 month exactly after the Mishkan was inaugurated on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says Rashi, B'midbar Sinai, B'echod L'chodesh, Mitoichi Boson L'fonov, Moino Isem Kolsho. Being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Am Yisrael, he counts them often. Number one, Keshiyotzu Mitzrayim, Menon. When we left Mitzrayim, we were counted. As the Posek tells us in Parshas Boi, Perek Yud Beis, Posek Lamed Zayin. Vayisuv Nei Yisrael, Mera Ameseis, Sukoiso, Keshesh Meois Elef Ragli, Agevorim Levad Mitof. 600,000 men. You see, they were counted. A second time they were counted, Ukshenof Lubo Egel, Menon, Leida Minyan Anisorim. Referring to a posuk in Parshas Kisiso, Perek Lamed Beis, posuk Chof Ches, Vayipoil Minoho Hom Bayoim Hahu, Kishloishes Alfeish. The Torah counts the people that died to tell you how many were left. And the third time, that's in our Parsha, Ukshebola Ashroish Chinose Aleim Minom. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring a Shechina among us, he counts them again. Where do we see the Ashroas Ashchina over here? Because Be'echot Be'nissin Hukama Mishkan, Uve'echot Be'iyo Menom. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan was inaugurated. We saw that at the end of Parshas Pekudei, and again in Parshas Shmini. And a month later, Rosh Chodesh Iyo, over here in our Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is counting us. Posuk Beis Se'u Esroish Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Lemishpach Yisom Leveis Avo Yisom Bemispar Shemois Kol Zachor Legulgelo Yisom. Receive the count of the entire Bnei Yisrael, but first get the count of each Shevet. Mishpach Yisom over here means each Shevet and Shevet. And how do I decide which Shevet do I belong to? Leveis Avo Yisom. It's determined by the father. Bemispar Shemois, the number of names. Rashi and the Ramban learned that the count was done through each for giving a half a shekel. The Ramban explains, Shemois says, before each one gave the half a shekel, first he said his name, Ani Ploini Ben Ploini. The Goyin and the Malbim learn that they gave over their name, the name was written, and then the names were counted. No need for a machtzis shekel. Kol Zocho, we're only counting the males over here. Legul Goloisam, you have to count them each one personally. You can't just say, well, my family has eight, my family has six. No, each Zohar has to be counted personally, either through Machza Shekel, like Rashi and the Ramban, or by writing down their names, according to the Goyin and the Malb. Says Rashi Lemishbacho Yisam, Da kol minyan shevet v'shevet. Leveis avoisam, misha ovid mishevet echot. Ve'imim shevet acher, yokum al shevet oviv. Legul galoisam, al yedei shkolim beka legul goyles. Rashi's making sure you don't make a mistake, that we're counting the heads. We're not counting the heads. Through a half a shekel, that's how we know the head count. Pasuk Gimel, Miben Esrim Shonova Malo, Kol Yoytzei Tzavo B'Yisrael, Tivkedu Oysom, Netziv Oysom, Ato Ve'aharoin. From 20 years of age and up, anybody who goes to the army in Bnei Yisrael, you should count them according to their armies. Every Shevet has its army. And altogether, we'll get the sum total of Am Yisrael. Who counts? Atov Aharon. Says Rashi, Posuk Gimel, Kol Yoytzei Tzavo, Magid Shein Yoytzei Batzavo, Pochim Ben Esrim. This is the source that only 20 years and up go to the army. Posuk Dalet, Veitechem, Yehiyu, Ish, Ish, Lamate, Ish, Hoish, Levei, Savoysav, Hu. And when you count them, you should have a representative from each Shevet, the head of the Shevet, all of them, they should help you do the counting. Says Rashi, Veitechem, Yehiyu, Keshetif, Kedu, Oysam, Yehiyu, Imochem, Nosi, Kol Shevet, Veshevet. ואלה שמות האנשים אשר יעמדו איתכם לראובן אליצור בן שדיאור לשמעון שלומיאל בן צורי שדוי ליהודה נחשון בן אמינדב ליששכר נסנאל בן צואר לזבולון אליאב בן חילון לבני יוסף לאפרים לשמוע בן עמיהוד למנשה גמליאל בן פדוצור לבין יומין, אבידון בן גדעוני, לדון, אחי עזר בן עמישדוי, לאושר פגעיאל בן נחרון, לגודל יוסף בן דאואל, לנפתולי אחי רע בן עינון. The order of the Shvotim over here starts off with Bnei Leah, Reuven, Shimon, Yehudo, Yisachar, Zvulun. Levi is missing because he's not going to be counted with the rest of Am Yisrael. He's going to be counted separately. And then come the Bnei Rochel, Yosef, and Binyamin. The last four are the Bnei Ashfochis. But the order is interesting. The Bnei Ashfochis, we have Don and Naphtali for Bilhah, and God and Oshel for Zilpah. What the order over here is, I don't know. It starts off with Don, the first child of Bilhah, and then it goes to the last child of Zilpah, Oshel, the first child of Zilpah, God, and back to the second child of Bilhah, Naphtali. I don't know what pshat in the order is. Posuk tezayin eile keru'ei hoido nesi'ei matois avisom roshei alfei Yisrael heim. These are the choshuva ones of Am Yisrael that they're called to every important meeting. The heads of the thousands of Am Yisrael, namely the heads of the Shvotim. Says Rashi, "Lekiruei oido, hanikroim lechol dvar chashivu shebo oido." Posuk Yudzayin, "Vayikach Moshe ve'Aharon, eizo anoshim oila asher nikevu b'shemois." And Moshe and Aharon took these 12 nesim mentioned right over here that we just mentioned. Says Rashi, "Eizo anoshim ho'ele, et shneim osor nesim halolu, asher nikevu loy kan b'shemois." What is Rashi coming to do? One could have learned the pasuk differently. Then Moshe took these people, which people? Asher nikvu b'shemois, that are mentioned elsewhere by name. And the raya to such a pshat would be, why didn't the pasuk simply say, Vayikach Moshe ve'Aharon oisam? He took them, the one that we just mentioned. Says Rashi, don't make that mistake. Esu anoshim ve'ele, shnei mesrei nesim alolu, the ones we just mentioned. Asher nikvu loy kan b'shemois, that were mentioned right over here with their names. Posuk Yudches Beis Kol Hoido Hikilu Bechod Lachoidesh Hasheni Vayis Yaldu Al Mishpecho Yisom Leveis Avisom Bemispar Shemois Miben Esrim Shono V'malo Legulgalo Yisom. And Moshe and Aharon gather the entire nation on the first day of the second month, Aleph Iyar. And each one, before being counted, had to prove that he belonged to this Shevet through Sifrei Yehuseim and Edim. And they were counted b'mispar shemois, the number of names. According to Rashi and the Ramban, each one said his name before he put the machzis ha-shekel. And according to the Goyin and the Malbim, they were counted by their names. From 20 years and up, each one was counted unique. Says Rashi, "Vayis yaldu al mishpachoisam, mivu sifrei Yehuseim, ve'edei chezkas leidosom, כל אחד ואחד להתייחס על השבט. פסוק יוטס, כאשר ציבו אדוני את מוישה ויפקדם במדבר סיני, exactly as השם commanded מוישה, מוישה counted them in מדבר סיני. ויהיו בני ראובן בכל ישראל לתולדו יסום למשבר יסום לביסב יסום במספר שמועד לגולגלו יסום כל זכור מבין 20 שנה ומעלו כל יוצאי צבא פקודיהם למטה ראובן 640,000 וחמש מאויס. Here you have to be careful when reading these numbers and throughout the numbers. You have to read it 640,000 comma וחמש מאויס. Because imagine you would read it as follows. Shisho v'arboim elef v'chamesh me'ois. That would give you a completely different number. That would sound like how many people did Reuven have? 46 plus 1,500. But that's not true. It was 46,500. In order to do that, you have to read it. Shisho v'arboim elef v'chamesh me'ois. And that is a rule all over the Torah. Whenever you have what's called the time of a tevir, that's the time under the word the arboim, followed by a tipcha, that's the time under the word elef, you may not stop between the tevir and the tipcha. The stopping point is after the tipcha. Shishov arboim elef v'chamesh me'ois. So Reuven had 46,500 men over the age of 20. לבני שמעון, תוילדו יסום, למשבר יסום, לביסב יסום, פקודו, במספר שמועד לגולגלו יסום, כל זכור, מבין 20 שנה ומעלו, כל יוצאי צבא, פקודיהם למטה שמעון, 950,000, ושלוש מאויס, 59,300. לבני גוד, תוילדו יסום, למשבר יסום, לביסב יסום, במספר שמועס, מבין 20 שנה ומעלו, כל יוצאי צבא, פקודיהם למטה גוד, 540,000, ושש מאויס וחמישים. 45,650. לבני יהודה, תוילדו יסום, למשבר יסום, לביסב יסום, במספר שמאויס. מבין 20 שנה ומעלו, כל יוצאי צבא, פקודיהם למטה יהודה, 470,000, ושש מאויס. 74,600. Livnei Zachor, Toilodai Som, Lemishberi Som, Levei Savoy Som, Bemispar Shemois, Miben Esrim Shanova Malo, Koil Yitzin Tzavo, Pekudihem, Lamatei Zachor, Arbao Vachamishim Elef, Verba Meois, 54,400. Livnei Zevulun, Toilodai Som, Lemishberi Som, Levei Savoy Som, במספר שמועז מבין 20 שנה ומעלו כל יוצאי צבא פקודיהם למטה זבולון 750,000 וארבע מאויס 57,400. לבני יוסף, לבני אפרים, תוילד יסום, למשבר יסום, לביסב יסום, במספר שמועז מבין 20 שנה ומעלו כל יוצאי צבא פקודיהם למטה אפרים 40,000 וחמש מאויס, 40,500. לבני מנשה, תוילדו יסום, למשבר יסום, לביסב יסום, במספר שמאויס, מבין 20 שנה ומעלו, כל יוצאי צבא, פקודיהם למטה מנשה, 230,000, ומוסויים, 32,200. לבני בנימין, תוילדו יסום, למשבר יסום, לביסב יסום, במספר שמאויס, מבין 20 שנה ומעלו, כל יוצאי צבא, פקודיהם למטה בנימין, 530,400, 35,400. לבני דון, תוילדו יסום, למשבר יסום, לביסב יסום, במספר שמועז, מבין 20 שנה ומעלו, כל יוצאי צבא, פקודיהם למטה דון, 260,000, ושבא מאויס, 62,700. לבני יושר, תוילדו יסום, למשבר יסום, לביסב יסום, במספר שמאויס, מבין 20 שנה ומעלו, כל יוצאי צבא, פקודיהם למטה יושר, 1,040,000, וחמש מאויס, 41,500. B'nei Naftali toledoi som l'mishpachei som l'vei savoi som b'mispar shemoid m'ben 20 shana v'malo koi l'yitzei tzavo p'gudeihem l'matei Naftali shelosho v'chamishim elef v'arba meois 53,400. Eile hapekudim asher pokad Moshe v'Aharon u'nesi'ei Yisrael shnei masor ish ish echod levei savoiso v'hoyu. And these are the countings that Moshe, Aharon, and the Nesim counted. There were 12 Nesim, each one for what? For each shevet. V'ayihiyu kol pekudei v'nei Yisrael levei savoiso מבין 20 שנה ומעלו כל יוצאי צבא בישראל. ויהיו כל הפקודים 603,000 ו-550. And the sum total of all of Am Yisrael was 603,550. All this count did not include the Levi. Shevet Levi was not counted among Am Yisrael. Posuk memches vaydaber Adonai el Moshe lemor aches matei Levi lo yisif koid ve'ezrisham lo yisisa besoich b'nei Yisrael. And Hashem told Moshe, but Shevet Levi, don't count them and don't put their cheshbon together with the rest of Am Yisrael. Why not? Says Rashi, Kedai hu ligyon shel melech lihiyos nimno levadoi. Being that Shevet Levi is the closest army to Hashem, they're going to serve in the Mishkan. Therefore, they should be counted on their own. Davar acher, a second pshat. Tzofo HaKadosh Baruch Hu shasid olam et gzeiro al kol hanimnim miben 20 shana v'malo shemusu b'midbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the future in Parsha Shlach by the chet of the Meraglim, that all those counted are from 20 years and up. They're going to end up dying in the desert. Omar said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alihu Eilu Bechlal. I don't want Shevet Levi to be included in that gzeiro. Lefi Shem Sheli, Shaloi Tov Bo Egel. They were not choyte in the chet Egel. And therefore, we're going to have a separate count for them. Besides for Rashi saying, two pshotim, why Shevet Levi is unique, either Ligyon Shel Melech, or he doesn't want them to die with the Meraglim, it also sounds like Rashi is addressing two different issues in the specialty of Shevet Levi, how they were counted. In the first pshat, Rashi just tells us that they weren't counted together with Bnei Yisrael. In the second pshat, Rashi is telling us, even the way they were counted, from what age and up, they were not counted the same way. Am Yisrael was counted from 20 years and up, and Shevet Levi is counted from 1 month and up. Otherwise, why did Rashi bring in the stress? Sounds like it's the Ben Esrim Shono that makes the difference over here. If this is true, both Pshatim of Rashi are complementing each other. The first one is saying why they're counted separately, and the second one is saying how come they were counted from a month old and not from 20 years and up. Posuk nu nevato afkeides halveyim al mishkan hoidus v'al kol kelov v'al kol asher lo yehema yisues hamishkon v'es kol kelov v'heim yeshoresuhu v'soviv l'mishkon yachanu. Says Hashem to Moshe, and you are to appoint the Levim. They will be in charge of the Mishkan, which in it contains the Luchos Ha'edus, their testimony that Hashem gave us the Torah at Har Sinai. And they're in charge of all the Kalim of the Mishkan and everything that's inside. They're in charge of carrying the Mishkan and all its Kalim, and they're in charge of serving in the Mishkan, and they camp immediately right next to the Mishkan. Says Rashi, V'ato Hafkei Des Halavim. This word hafkeid does not mean what the word sifkoid meant in the previous pasuk, or the word pkudim and pukuteim we had many times in the last parak. Rather, says Rashi, ketargumoi mani. This hafkeid means to appoint. Loshen minui sroro al kol dovo shum emuna olav, appointing somebody in charge of something. Kemoi v'yafkeid amelach pkidim, a pasuk in Sefer Megillas Esther. Posuk nun alef uvin soya hamishkon yiridu isoy alvim uvachanu is hamishkon yokimu isoy alvim And whenever it's time for the Mishkan to travel, the Bnei Levi should dismantle the Mishkan, and wherever the Mishkan settles, they should reconnect the pieces and re-erect it. But Vazoa Korev, somebody who's not a Levi, who does this avodah of taking apart the Mishkan and putting it back together, will be Chayav Miso Bidei Shamayim. Says Rashi, Yoyridu Oiso, he doesn't mean to take down from a high place to a low place. Rather, Ketargumo Yifolkun, to take it apart. Kishaboyin Lisaba Midbo, Mimaso Lemaso, from travel to travel, Himifolkin Oise, Makom Osei. Venoisim Oiso, Yadmokem Ashayishkin Shema Onon, Viyachanushom. They carry it until the place where the honor rests, and that's where they're going to set up camp. That's where they put together the Mishkan back together. To what? To this avoido of taking apart the Mishkan and putting it back together. You must be the Shomai. Posuk nun beid v'chonu bnei Yisrael ish al machaneihu v'ish al digloi letziv oisom. And the Bnei Yisrael should camp, each shaved by themselves, and every group of three shvatim on one side of the Mishkan, as we will see in the next topic, by the next aliyah. Says Rashi, Ve'ish al digloi, k'mo yishad golim sdurim, b'seder zeh, we'll see in the next topic, shloisha shvatim l'chol degel, there are three shvatim per each degel. What does the word degel mean? One could say it means either a flag or a banner, but Rashi later on, Perek Beis, Posuk Beis, sounds like the word Degel over here means a group of people, an army of people. And for that group or army of people, they made what we call a flag, Rashi will describe later, a Mapot Zvua, a colored piece of cloth. Posuk nun gimel v'al ve'yim yachanu saviv l'mishkan hoiduz v'lo yehiye ketzef al adaz b'nei Yisrael v'shomeru hal ve'yim es mishmeres mishkan hoiduz. And the Levim should camp close, right around the Mishkan Hoiduz, and in order that there should not be an anger from Hashem, an Am Yisrael, if a Zor, a non-Levi, comes to help in the Avodas HaMishkan. And the Levim should guard the Mishkan Hoiduz that the Zorim should not come in. Says Rashi, v'lo yiyeh ketzef im tasu kimitzvosi, lo yiyeh ketzef. If you'll do what I told you to do, there will not be an anger. But v'im lav, she'ikonsu zorim b'avidosom zu, namely taking apart the Mishkan and putting it up and carrying it, then yiyeh ketzef, k'mo shemotzin b'maise koirach, the same word, kiyotzo haketzef. You see, the word ketzef is reserved for when people are entering places and doing avoidos that they're not meant to do. Posuk nun dalet vayasu bnei Yisrael kechoy lashon tzivo adoino yes Moshe kein osu. And the bnei Yisrael did exactly as Hashem had commanded Moshe, namely, like we saw in posuk nun aleph, vazora korev yumos, a non-Levi may not take part in taking apart the Mishkan, and putting up the Mishkan, and in carrying the Kelim. Am Yisrael indeed kept their boundaries, and they never did those avoidos. Adkan, the first topic of Parshas Bamidbar, the counting of Bnei Yisrael.